Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Matchbox 20 lead singer Rob Thomas almost ruined one of the most iconic scenes in the new Barbie flick. So I wouldn't consider this a spoiler, but I am going to describe the movie. And there's a scene where Ryan Gosling's Ken pulls out a guitar and he starts strumming and singing along to Matchbox 20's hit song, Push. And it is the perfect song for the scene without really describing what's going on. It just fits amazingly. So Rob Thomas was actually really reluctant to put it in the film. He told USA Today, he was like, there was this whole period in the 90s where they almost got kind of the Nickelback treatment, where like the bigger they got, the bigger of a target they became. And so his fear was this scene was that they were going to be the butt of the joke, and they're like, I don't really want our music to be treated that way. But honestly, like, when you watch the scene, you come out of it both loving Ryan Gosling and Rob Thomas.
We had Rob Thomas in here years and years and years ago. I want to say almost 20 years ago, because that's how old my son is. He came in here, and my wife at the time brought our new infant son, Hayden, in, and Rob Thomas held him through the entire interview.
Aww. Aww.
Yeah, I still have pictures of it.
I've always been a big Rob Thomas fan. Like, when you ask, like, what music we want to play during the breaks, I was like, Matchbox 21 Day, and that was what my parents always played on the way to school.
Yeah, so. He was a cool dude.
Yeah. A toy collector says if you've got old Barbie dolls laying around, you better dig them out, because they could be worth a very pretty penny. Obviously, with the popularity of the new Barbie film, collectors are saying your old toys could be worth thousands of dollars. I'm pretty sure all my parents threw away my Barbie dolls because they're like, okay, well, this is just junk taking up space. We could have been kajillionaires.
I still have all mine, but they aren't worth any money.
They were very well loved as a child.
Are they weird Barbie? No, I didn't do weird Barbie. Okay. I never cut their hair. I never put makeup on their faces. Like, I was very respectful, but like, I still played with them. I had the Barbie dream house. I had the Barbie car. I had the Barbies. Somebody just posted a reel of old school Barbies from the 80s. And I mean, when I tell you the flood of memories that came back as I'm watching certain dolls and I'm like, oh my God, the one whose dress glowed in the dark. And then the one where you had like this thing and you could put it in her hair and you could crank it and it twisted her hair or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, I got that stuck in my hair.
Well, I don't know if you had the friend growing up, but I had this one girl that I used to hang out with all the time, and her parents would always buy her the special edition like Christmas Barbies. And we were always so frustrated because they wouldn't let us take the Barbie out of the box because of this reason, because it could be worth a lot of money.
So if you're thinking like, hey, maybe I could sell my old Barbies now, right? Just let me give you a starting place. So the very first original Barbie in 1959.
The one that's in the black and white bathing suit?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. In mint condition, still in the box, is now worth $27,450.
Whoa.
So that's the most you're going to get. There are others that are collectibles that can bring you a whole bunch of cash, and I'm doing the search and kind of going as they come up. The Karl Lagerfeld Barbie in 2014, you can get $11,400 for.
But again, gotta be in the box, never touched.
Right?
Can't be well loved.
Vintage Mattel Francie Barbie from 1960s. Historic because it was the first black Barbie doll ever made. Because of these, such a limited surrender fund, it'll cost you over $4,000 for that one. And that's where it all starts.
See, now I'm such a hoarder, but this is why. Like, I hope my mom's listening and not throwing away my old American Girl dolls. Like, I know they were $100 when we bought them, but like in 10 years, it could be $10,000.
Pink Diamond Barbie in 2013 just auctioned off for $15,000. Commuter set Barbie in 1998, about $1,000. So you can make some money if you're collecting them.
I'll pay a good amount of money for somebody who has the weirdest Barbie. Like, what did you do to that Barbie, and why did it turn out that way?
That's my sister's Barbies. They was always missing a leg, missing their head. Yeah, I don't know what they did with them Barbies.
No, my Barbies, they were dating G.I. Joes, and they were living the life.
Yeah, mine were having affairs and everything. Like the Real Housewives. Shark Week producers say they caught sharks doing something they've never caught on camera before. I'll tell you the X-rated details on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.